Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Tuesday, May 17th edition of the program. A little raspy today from a cold, so apologies for that. But I'm here, and I'm doing it because I love all of you, and I got to tell you all the things. We got a big Senate GOP primary in Pennsylvania today. That's certainly interesting. We've also got Joe Biden soon to speak in Buffalo, New York about the horrific terrorist mass shooting there. And we have New York City ratcheting up the COVID concern. Are we going to go back into some of the Fauciite madness now? Oh, and BLM, the organization, the actual entity that is registered as BLM, turns out that it's a very lucrative thing to be a part of that grift. It turns out that there are people who are getting paid big dollars to just be relatives of the founder of BLM, Patrice Couleurs. So we'll certainly be discussing some of that. Oh, and UFOs. So I think we're at the point now where we could say UFOs are real, but we don't know what they are. Hence the U in the UFO. Or there's some other term, there's some other acronym they use now for it too. I'm not super up on this stuff. I'm not a UFO guy. But maybe I need to become one, because it turns out, according to these congressional hearings, there are things that they have real video of, and they're like, I don't know what that is. Seems kind of weird. Just going to put that out there. Seems kind of weird. Let me start with this, though. Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you knew if you just tried it yourself, you might make big mistakes? And you're talking about serious investment here, right? Buying a house is not like buying a baseball mitt. You know, this is something that you want to make sure you get right. And that's why Done For You Real Estate is so important. I'd never bought a house before. And then I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate, and they took me through every step of the process. I've now bought multiple houses with Done For You Real Estate as investment properties. This is how I'm building for my retirement. This is my long-term vision, is building a real estate portfolio that will be there for me while I've built up equity over time. The mortgages get paid down month by month when I have a tenant in there. And I've had tenants every month pretty much since I've been an investor with Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. They're also great guys. They're fun to talk to. They teach you about the real estate market. I've really enjoyed the whole process. They get on a Zoom call with you. They get excited about you learning about the process. My two brothers now are also Done For You investors. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. I'm telling you, it's great. I mean, I'm in the process right now of figuring out if I'm going to get another house with Done For You Real Estate. doneforyoubuck.com. Go check them out today. I'm going to start, actually, because I don't know what Joe Biden is going to say, but I kind of do know what he's going to say today. Look, the solidarity that he will express with that community is something that I and all of you share. What happened is horrific. It's an atrocity and it's evil. It's something that no human being should ever be put through, being attacked in that way, family members of those attacked. This should be a moment where the country just comes together in solidarity, support, and grieving for those lost. And it's unfortunately, I think, very clear that this will be politicized by not just the commentators, that's already happened, but this will be politicized at the very top by Joe Biden himself. And that's what we are heading toward right now. I think he's probably going to call for gun control. I would want to know what gun control he thinks would have prevented this tragedy, this terror attack. And I think also the degree of comfort that a lot of people in the media have with calling for a suppression of the First Amendment, there does seem to be a lack of understanding, or maybe just a rejection of core First Amendment principle. And that is that they keep saying hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. I hear journalists say this. That is not true. That is wrong. The Supreme Court has ruled on this. So when they say we need to change how we monitor speech or what speech is allowed, they're running up against a core principle of our country. And also, as we know, it'll expand well beyond. I mean, you just had an internal video from within Twitter of some engineer who's Project Veritas, credit to them for it. They got some internal engineer at Twitter who's saying there's a bunch of commies that run Twitter and that they're just suppressing the right all the time. And they're so left wing that it's crazy. And they don't even care about it as much as a business as they do about a mission. And the mission is to help the left and hurt the right. That's a Twitter. It's a major social media platform, a multi-billion dollar company. So the First Amendment is under assault in very real ways already as a principle and as a matter of law, depending on the situation. And beyond that, there's just nothing that I've heard a single Democrat say that I believe would have been in any way helpful in stopping this kind of terror attack from happening. I mean, if we're going to talk about prevention, let's talk about real prevention. This guy was clearly a wacko. I mean, deeply mentally disturbed and violent. So how do you stop him? Well, you can have people involuntarily committed. The Democrats generally very much oppose involuntary commitment of people for psychiatric reasons. That's one component of this. So it's just troubling to see that this will immediately be used as a means of attacking the other side politically. Instead of looking at this as an opportunity to try to get it right and figure out what could be done differently to stop a similar situation. And you're not going to stop all of these either. I think that's important to be honest. It's important to be honest about what you can and can't accomplish through government policy. This was interesting, by the way. The Yeah, just because terrorism, eventually the terrorists will get through. So you want to stop as many as you can, but eventually terrorists will get through. Karine Jean-Pierre, the new White House press secretary, was asked, so Biden will go visit Buffalo, but he wouldn't visit Waukesha after the mass murder of people with a vehicle at a Christmas parade. Why the distinction? Why did he visit? Why is he visiting one today and did not visit Waukesha? Here's what he said.
How come the president is visiting Buffalo after a senseless tragedy there, but he couldn't visit Waukesha after six were killed and 61 injured in an attack on a Christmas parade there?
I mean, he's visited many communities. Buffalo, he's able to go tomorrow to Buffalo before the trip. That is something that was important for him to do. But he has visited many other communities. This is not, Buffalo is not the first community, sadly, that he has to go up to because of a violent attack. So, you know, that's not the first one. So he's been to many others.
Yeah, you know, he's got a lot of priorities or something. Yeah, that's what she's saying. A lot of things he's got to do. We all know what the answer is. The answer, he didn't go to Waukesha because the narrative of the mass murder in Waukesha didn't align with Democrat political interests. That's it. That's all. That's why he didn't go. We all know it. So let's just say it. Let's say it out loud. He did not go to Waukesha because of that reason. Because it didn't offer an opportunity for political points to be scored against his opponents. No opportunity for power. That's why. Remember when they said we can't know the motive in the first week of Waukesha? Did we ever find out the motive? Oh, you mean the media did that thing where they say, we don't know the motive yet. Shut up. You can't talk about it. And then everyone forgets about the whole incident because they don't cover it. No one pays attention to it. And then we never actually get discussed what the motive was. Oh, okay. Did we ever find out, by the way, who the victims were by name in the attack in the subway, the mass shooting in the subway that just occurred? Did we ever find out about that? I've never seen it. I think that's quite strange. I think that's clear why they're elevating some narratives and why they're having the president visit sometimes and not others. I'll come back to the latest on COVID here in a second. Look, if there's an organization like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation that's as dedicated to supporting America's heroes, tell me about it, because the Tunnel to Towers Foundation does amazing work. They are helping families, America's heroes and their families, ever since the tragic events of September 11th, 2001. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T, dot org, Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They do amazing work. Please do support them. I donate every month for Tunnel to Towers. So COVID is rising in New York City. And you'll notice that they've stopped sharing a lot of the data so widely on who was dying from COVID over the last 6 months. I really mean this. Who was dying from COVID, meaning vaccinated, boosted, unvaccinated entirely? What are the numbers? Now, I'm sure you could find them somewhere, but do you know offhand? I don't know offhand. And it's strange because there was a time when they were telling us, you know, 99% of those who are dying are unvaccinated, something along those lines. Does anyone think that that's still true? It's not true. So what are the numbers? What are the actual numbers? You can tell there's a problem here because if you look at a micro level, if you look at one state that has good reporting, for example, you'll see that, no, a lot of people who are vaccinated have actually died from COVID. So what are the real percentages? Because remember, the last stronghold of the true believing Fauciites was, oh, it'll prevent you from hospitalization or death. That was the big claim. If that goes away, it definitely doesn't stop the spread. It's effectively useless against stopping the spread of Omicron, as we have all seen. So it means nothing. We went through all this and the little vaccine card thing and all. We went through all this for no reason, right? No reason. Unless you got it because you wanted to get it because you think it protects your individual health. But if you're talking about stopping the spread, no, didn't do that, obviously. They don't even make that case anymore, really. So they haven't given up. I mean, there's now the New York City Health Commissioner saying that maybe it's time to start wearing masks indoors again. And here is, on MSNBC, they're so excited because the FDA is authorizing booster shots for children here, which they clearly don't need.
We just got some big breaking news in here the last 30 minutes or so. Big news for parents specifically and young kids. The FDA now authorizing Pfizer's COVID booster for children ages 5 to 11.
So children who are at effectively no risk from COVID can now get a booster after getting a vaccine that they did not need in the first place, by the numbers. Yeah, this is what Fauciism does. This is your brain on Fauciism, folks. Nothing makes sense anymore. And they're not done. They're not done. They're going to do in the blue areas. This is a real fixation. It's a real emotional need that they have. Want to wish best of luck to the Republican contenders in the Pennsylvania primary today. Who do I think is going to win? I mean, clearly Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick is definitely going to win. And Kathy Barnett might win or is going to win. And we'll just cut this up and tomorrow, whatever ends up being right, I'll play that one on the air. Just kidding. I have no idea who's going to win this one. It's going to be very close. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.